This morning on Wake Up With Hope, Neil Schofield shares an important lesson on what to do with worry, and Dr. John Peckham joins us to share a devotional thought.
Plus, we have another exciting Reflections of Hope episode. Don't miss it. Good morning and welcome to Wake Up With Hope. Thank you for waking up with us today. You know, we're so glad that you have chosen to join us.
Buenos dias, friends. Bonjour. We are so happy to be starting the day with you here today. Where are you waking up with us from this morning? Send us a message on our official Wake Up With Hope Facebook page and let us know. We love hearing from you.
Did you know that today is National Woman Road Warrior Day? You know, there's no question that more and more women today are climbing the ladder in the corporate world. Sometimes that involves a lot of travel.
Mm-hmm.
So this day is for those traveling, working women.
Well, you know, we can celebrate them by sharing our gratitude to the women road warriors in our lives who travel as part of their job and still maintain a healthy presence in our lives. Ask how you can help lighten her burdens.
And talking about having light burdens, our program is all about the one who said to come to him to unload our burdens, and he promised us rest as we do. He is Jesus. He's the only one that we can place our hope in, and we can't wait to share more of him with you today. So let's begin by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history in 1893, with Governor Lord Glasgow's signing of the Electoral Bill, New Zealand became the first country in the world to grant national voting rights to women. This landmark legislation followed years of dedicated suffragette activism across the country, with women traveling long distances to attend annual meetings and to listen to speeches, pass resolutions, and sign petitions. New Zealand women first exercised their voting rights in the national elections of November 1893. The United States legally guaranteed the right to vote for women in 1920, and Great Britain granted full voting rights to women in 1928. This achievement, after years of advocacy and effort by brave women, reminds us of the impact that persistent faith and commitment can have in bringing about meaningful change.
You know, in our Christian journey, we are called to advocate for justice and support one another, just as these women did from the past. You know, Proverbs chapter 31, verses 8 and 9, encourages us to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. For the rights of all who are destitute, speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. You know, may we be inspired to continue working towards justice and equity in our own spheres of influence. You know, our faith and our actions can contribute to positive change in our world. So friends, let God use you to be steadfast in your commitment to righteousness and compassion as you follow his example of love and make a difference in your own communities.
Amen. Well, friends, what if the most dangerous paths led to the most picture-perfect destinations? Would you be willing to take that road? Would you dare to discover the beauty beyond the peril? On today's Reflections of Hope episode, Taj Paklab takes us to Nusa Penida, a small Indonesian island, to reveal lessons worth learning.
They say that difficult roads lead to beautiful destinations. In no place have I seen this to be truer than the enchanting Indonesian island of Nusa Penida. Just 22 miles off the coast of Bali, Nusa Penida is a world within a world within a world. Visiting here is like going back to the simple days of the past. The roads are raw and the paths are perilous, but the breathtaking views and dreamy destinations are some of the most awe-inspiring my eyes have ever seen. There are so many natural hidden gems scattered throughout the island. Both far above and well below the surface, you find a sweet sight for sore eyes. One iconic destination is Kalingking Beach. Here, the wild turquoise sea meets the golden sand, creating a mesmerizing contrast. The sea cliffs soar high above the secluded beach, resembling the shape of a T-Rex dinosaur. The ocean swells roll in from two directions, clashing with the cliff walls, creating mesmerizing movement and peaceful patterns that inspire the heart. The misty salt in the atmosphere diffuses the light of the setting sun and spreads a soft golden glow in the atmosphere. It literally feels like you're in a beautiful dream. It is one of the most photogenic places on Earth. Each angle and perspective is like a Nat Geo picture. But to get there requires an almost vertical climb up and down a 600-foot cliff. A dangerous path, oh, but a dreamy destination. As you go further and deeper into the island, you will be captivated by the pristine beauty of Diamond Beach, the romantic sunsets of Crystal Bay, the creative coves of Broken Beach, the triangled rocky pyramids of Utah Beach, and the black manta rays that congregate at the southwest point. From thrilling adventures to aesthetic tranquility, Nusa Penida offers a unique experience for every traveler. From the mainland of Bali, the only way to reach Nusa Penida is a short trip by speedboat. Once you're on the island, the only thing left to do is explore, but not so fast. Because the thing that makes Nusa Penida different is its rough roads. In fact, this island has some of the most dangerous roads in the world. When you break away from the well-paved routes on the main road and head to the remote destinations, the path starts to get really rough. These roads have fallen victim to the harsh erosion. The paths are full of potholes and steep drop-offs. Traveling on the roads of Nusa Penida demands your full attention. The twists and turns require you to be hyper-focused. The steep inclines and drop-offs are super scary. The unpredictable conditions of the roads are constantly changing. Some parts may be washed out or under construction. Navigation can be sketchy with limited cell phone service. To put it simply, the rugged roads of Nusa Penida are not for the faint of heart, nor for those who are afraid of heights. There are no guardrails, no street lights, no light reflectors, and minimal street signs. Most scary of all is that cars don't mind taking up most of the space on your side of the road. Staying in your lane isn't an option here. There are many blind corners and hardly any room for oncoming traffic. But these are the only paths that lead to the gems all over the island. These are dangerous roads, but these are the roads to new revelations, the ways of absolute wonder. Perilous paths, packed with profound lessons for life. You see, the roads of Nusa Penida are in many ways like the pathways of life. Each one is different, each with its own unique challenges and difficulties. But with those chaotic conditions come new opportunities for discovery and new potential for growth. Some paths seem to lead to nowhere, but each path has a purpose and a lesson to teach. Each road has a destination. Some may be more spectacular than others, but each destination has a different view with a distinct revelation.
Mahalo to whoever cut these steps out of the mountain, because this view is special. Here we go. Beautiful, beautiful destinations, but dangerous paths. Let's go explore some more.
Life is filled with different paths that take form in different areas: career, recreation, relationships, education, and the many opportunities that come our way. At times, we may find the path paved and smooth with ease and comfort. During these times of ease, we're satisfied with serenity along these stretches, making our hearts glad and our spirits soar. But at some point, we will undoubtedly encounter roads with potholes and ditches, challenges and trials, headaches and heartbreaks. And to navigate through the perilous and unpredictable pathways of life, we must remain hyper-focused, and we must learn to adapt to its ever-changing conditions. At times, you might find that one road isn't for you. That's okay. You never know until you explore. U-turns are permitted on the roads of life. The point is this: don't stay in one place, no matter how beautiful the view might be. There's still so much more to discover and so much more to experience in life. So don't be afraid to try a new road. You never know who you will meet along the way and what new lesson that person is meant to teach you. So get outside of your comfort zone and don't allow the dangers of the way to deter you from experiencing something different and something new. Don't be afraid to take the road less traveled and learn to welcome and embrace new encounters, new people, new ideas, new discoveries with a brave heart and an open mind. But just like the perilous pathways of Nusa Penida that requires its explorers to be mindful, we too need to be careful when we head down the road of life. So today I encourage you to keep your eyes open for both the dangers and the delights along the way. The more roads you take, the greater will be your perspective. The greater your perspective, the broader your vision. The broader your vision, the more accurate your discernment. And the more accurate your discernment, the greater your gratitude and appreciation for life. The more roads you travel, the more you realize that there are some destinations that only have one route. Then there are other destinations that have many ways to arrive. And if someone gets to the same destination a different way than you, it's okay. Just be grateful that there's a path available to all, no matter where they are in the way. The more paths you travel, the more you realize that we're all in this together. And when we look upon each other, not as competitors, but as fellow travelers along the way, the journey will be far more satisfying. So keep exploring all the paths that God places in front of you. Learn the lessons found in every way, the easy ones and the hard ones too. And as you continue to move forward in this journey called life, I hope one day to see you along my way.
We live in a world of worry and stress. Why? Because most concerns never even eventuate. On today's episode of Dog Tales, Neil Schofield takes us on a journey through a dog's life to show us the best way to deal with worry.
Yeah, so seems many of us are born worriers. What if the stock market crashes? What if interest rates go up? What if I lose my job? And the list goes on. Sometimes when planning my day, I'll say to my wife, I won't worry about that today. I'll worry about that tomorrow. She quickly stops me and says, Neil, would you like to rephrase that? Yeah, good point, I say. I'll think about that tomorrow, not worry about it. You see, worry causes stress. It just eats you up on the inside. Can even make you feel physically sick. But what's the point of worrying anyway? Look at him. Cyrus never seems to worry. He doesn't get all stressed out about his future. He lives in the moment. And yet you think about it. He's got no ability to feed himself. You'd hardly call him self-sufficient. He relies on us for everything. We feed him. We give him a place to sleep. If he's unwell, we take him to the vet. We walk him every day. No matter what he needs, we make sure he's looked after. Cyrus trusts us to fulfill his needs, and that enables him to just enjoy life. I guess you could say he lives in the now. He does one thing at a time, loving what he does on each occasion. Jesus said, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life. The reason we don't need to worry is because just as we look after Cyrus, Jesus looks after us. And here's the point. Cyrus is happy because his simple needs are met. He doesn't get depressed worrying about what other dogs think of him. He doesn't look in the mirror and think his collar is not as upmarket as the neighbour's, or get stressed because his hair's going grey. He doesn't fret because of how much money's in his bank account. He's got none. He doesn't even feel life is unfair because dogs live shorter lives than humans. He's just content. And that allows him to sit and relax, play, or laze around in the sun. If Cyrus could sing, I think his favourite song would be, Don't Worry, be happy. That's his attitude on life. What about you?
If you're enjoying our program, don't forget to visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup and share us with your friends and loved ones, and search for us on YouTube to subscribe and keep up with us.
We have to take a short break now, but when we return, Dr. John Peckham will share our devotional thoughts. Stay with us. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. Thank you for staying with us this morning.
It's now time for a devotional thought. This morning, Dr. John Peckham continues his series on knowing God.
Have you ever prayed so hard to God that you were in tears? Have you ever prayed a prayer of desperation? What then? Perhaps it felt as if God did not hear you. Hannah desperately wanted a child. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. And she made a vow, saying, "Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life." Now, do you think God cared about Hannah's prayer? Does he care about your prayers? At the time, in the time of the judges, Israel faced massive problems. Compared to those huge problems facing the nation, Hannah's prayers might have seemed insignificant. But God heard and God answered Hannah's prayer. You see, humans judge by the outside appearance, but God looks at the heart. And God is no respecter of persons. That means that God is not impressed by what impresses us. He does not look for supposedly important people to hear their prayers and leave what some call the insignificant folks to fend for themselves. Everyone is important to God. Every single person matters to God more than we can imagine. God is not partial. He cares just as deeply about the person who in the eyes of the world is insignificant as he does about those people that some tend to deem important. Presidents, kings, queens, and the like. In fact, he calls all people to be part of his kingdom that is different from all earthly kingdoms, the kingdom of unselfish love. And he invites you, and he invites me, and all people to be kings and priests in that kingdom. Yes, God hears the prayers of all people. Now, that doesn't mean that he always grants all requests. There are many factors involved, most of which are invisible to us. But God knows what is best given all the avenues available. Despite how insignificant she might have seemed, God heard Hannah's desperate prayers, and he granted her request for a son. Hannah profusely praised God and named her son Samuel, saying, "Because I asked the Lord for him, and I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him." Directly answering Hannah's prayer, God raised up Samuel, who became a great prophet and judge in Israel. Samuel's leadership changed history for God's people, then and beyond. He was a great judge. Judges at that time were much more than they are in our culture. They were also civil leaders. The judges were the leaders in Israel prior to the time of the kings. As judge, Samuel not only led Israel to follow God more closely, he anointed Israel's first king and also their second king, David, who ushered in something like a golden age of Israel. He was also a great prophet, and books in the Bible bear his name. Yes, God heard Hannah's prayer. He answered her request, and in doing so, he blessed the entire world. Long before the story of Hannah, God heard and responded to the deeply distressed prayers of another woman who was in a seemingly hopeless situation. Her name was Hagar. She had been sent from her husband and her home with her young son Ishmael. In the wilderness, she and her son were out of water, and she feared that they would soon die. So she cried out to God, "Do not let me look on the death of the child." Then she lifted up her voice and she wept. And God heard the voice of the boy, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven, saying, "Do not be afraid, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Come, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make a great nation of him." And God saved him in the wilderness, and he did make a great nation of Ishmael, just as he promised. God is love, and according to his great love and compassion, God hears and responds to prayer, inviting us to bring our cares and our needs to him, to call on his name. God does not always answer our prayers the way we want him to, but he always hears. I discuss this and much more about how prayer works in my book, Why We Pray: Understanding Prayer in the Context of Cosmic Conflict. Again, let me emphasize, God does not always answer our prayers the way we want him to, but he always hears, and he always does what is best for all in light of all the factors, many of which are unseen to us. And at least one prayer is guaranteed to be answered. As Romans 10:13 puts it, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Call on the name of the Lord then, and you will be saved. Meaning God will save you from sin so you can live with him forever. The Bible stories of Hannah, Hagar, and many others display that God cares deeply about humans, even seemingly ordinary everyday lives. God hears the prayers of suffering people. And one person's prayer, however insignificant that person might seem to onlookers, can significantly change the course of history. Knowing God cares and acts in response to prayers might give us confidence to pray like Hannah did and like Hagar did, particularly when we face problems far beyond our means. But we must remember, God needs no information. He knows everything already. And God needs no power. He is all-powerful. And God does not need to be convinced to do what is good. He always wants and wills only what is best for us. And yet, nevertheless, God invites us to petition him in prayer. And he responds to our petitionary prayers. And Scripture teaches that petitionary prayer can actually influence God's actions. It makes sense to pray to this kind of God, the God who hears, the God who responds, the God who wants what is best for everyone, who knows what is best, and has the power to ultimately bring about what is preferable for everyone concerned, to make all things work together for good for those who love him. Hannah's story has a happy ending. Hannah prayed, and God heard her prayer. Hagar's story is a bit more complicated, as are many stories throughout Scripture. Yet even Hannah's story is more complicated if you remember that for some time, before God miraculously granted her request, it seemed like God did not hear her. It seemed to her like she was an outcast. God's answer to prayer might be no. It might be yes. Or it might be not yet. God knows all the factors involved, including the many factors that are invisible to us. But always remember that God hears your prayers, and he wants, and he is willing to do what is best for you and for everyone concerned. So I invite you to not only bring your request to him, but ask him for wisdom. Ask him to change your heart. And do not forget to express your thankfulness and your gratitude for all that he has done for you. What has he done for you and for me? Well, without him, we would not even be alive right now. The very breath of life depends on him, and he has bestowed countless blessings on you and on me, most of which we do not even recognize. Think about that today. Think of the things you have to be grateful for, and pour out your praise to the one who deserves all praise, who cares more deeply about you and your concerns than you could ever imagine.
Thank you, Dr. Peckham. Amen.
And thank you, friends, for watching Wake Up with Hope. If you'd like to learn more about our program, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And don't forget to join us tomorrow morning. We'll be featuring a special segment from the Health Connection, a devotional thought from Pastor Mark Finley, music, and more.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides. Again, that's hope.study. And of course, we can't leave without sharing our daily Bible promise. And today's promise comes from Mark chapter 9, verse 41.
It says, "If anyone gives you even a cup of water because you belong to the Messiah, I tell you the truth, that person will surely be rewarded."
You know, friends, what an amazing God we have. As we help others, we can be sure we too will be rewarded. What a promise.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that. And friends, it is a beautiful promise.
Amen.
That we can carry with us throughout the day. We pray that you've enjoyed spending time with us this morning and that God will bless you as you move forward today.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, today, Lord, we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit and motivated by your life in us to serve others, to be able to reflect your love and character to those around us, to offer a helping hand, to offer water to the thirsty, to be able to give strength to those who are weak, so that we can be able to be Jesus to everyone around us. And so we thank you, Lord, for the hope you have given us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.